Hello, welcome to this first episode about podcasting. I'm really glad you've managed to drop into school in the fast lane. This is going to be a slightly lower key episode than usual, and hopefully it'll become clear why. Today we're outside, with Facebook announcing the soon to arrive in the next couple of months podcasts to the Facebook platform. I think it's nice to focus on sound, because the thing with video is it's great, but it really does demand your full attention, eyes and all, whereas audio, it just, I don't know, it's a bit special really. It makes you focus a bit more on what's being said. So Facebook are talking about something called sound bites. And sound bites is going to, they say, enable you to make short audio recordings, all sorts of things. And obviously, it's still going to be finding its feet for a little while. But think about what that could mean for what you could do with your school Facebook page. You could probably do quite a lot. Audio is really interesting, and you can get over quite a lot of meaning, can't you, in very interesting ways. So for example, I'm just going to set off on a little walk here. So listening to that, you might think, there's John stumbling off down to the pub. Well, if only they were open. But no, there's me walking down a gravel path, and you can kind of imagine that in your mind quite easily. And that bird you can hear singing, that's unmistakable. And your brain, I think, processes audio at a much deeper level than it does video. So what I'm going to suggest is that over the next month or so, start trying to focus in a little bit more on audio. Start trying to think about some of the opportunities that come up in school to share information and share engaging things in an audio style. What you will realise is that talking like I'm talking now is, well, you're good at talking because you're teachers, but what you'll notice is that when you play yourself back, first of all, you will just die a death because you can't believe you sound like that. But you'll have to record, if you're using your voice, in a way that sounds like people are in the room. So you'll have to lift the energy in your voice much higher, much more than you would do in a regular conversation. So right now, I'm talking to you in a fairly level kind of way. I'd probably talk to you if you were right next to me, just like I'm speaking now. But in order to grab the attention of parents, sometimes you just got to put a bit more juice in, haven't you? And to talk to children, you put 10 times the juice in sometimes to get their attention. So there's a lot to think about. I'm going to be publishing a little bit more about opportunities for podcasting, because there are some really interesting ones which I hope to be able to share some examples of over the coming week or so, as we get ready for what I think is going to be a really, really important new feature with lots of benefits for parents, not least of which might be parents whose literacy levels, let's put it that way, in English, aren't as great as maybe their listening levels are in English. I hope you are okay. I hope you're well. And I'm going to just leave you with some birds.